Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Our next guest is Sally McKenzie. Sally is a writer and a performer with a play called Way that's appearing here in Melbourne from the 1st to the 5th of May. Sally, welcome to Sunday Arts.
Hello, David. Yes, but the 1st to the 12th, David.
1st to the 12th. Okay. Well, I'm going to blame David for that because he didn't send me the right details.
Right. I had the 5th, but anyway, the 12th.
It's the 12th.
Well, it's great to hear that you're on for 12 days. Sally, yeah. What's your background? When did you get into the performing arts and why?
Oh, a long time ago, David. I'm not too sure why. I mean, I ask myself that question on a daily basis. But back in my teens, I was going to drama. I grew up in South Australia. I was going to Carclough, which was
the beautiful, because I'm from Adelaide.
Oh, right.
The beautiful old, it was big old mansion on the top of the hill. And Colonel Light, if you've ever been to Adelaide, points down on the city. And it's just behind Colonel Light. There is this Carclough.
It's Carclough. Yeah. And so I was doing training there as a teenager. And then, in fact, even before that, with Mauna Jones Patch Theatre, which is still running. And then I went to Flinders University for a couple of years. And then I auditioned for NIDA and went to NIDA.
And how was that? Yeah. And intense. How lucky to get in.
Yeah. Well, it was.
You must be good.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we ended up with 15 of us. Actually, I digress because a little bit later in my career, I did make a documentary about our NIDA training. It was rather an eclectic year in terms that it had people like Judy Davis and Mel Gibson, Steve Business, Robert Menzies, Annie Byron, Deborah Lawrence. It was a very intense time and you're all in living in each other's pockets. Mm. But it was very good with the training and we worked a lot on our voices and which is not such a big thing anymore because people seem to have all the actors with microphones. so us oldies go, my goodness, whatever happened to vocal production? And then from that place, which we used to sort of joke about neither one thing nor the other, I went on to be a jobbing actor at Melbourne Theatre Company for a number of years, over back to Sydney, then eventually spent the last 30-odd years up in Queensland. I've since relocated down here and working for companies, Queensland Theatre Company, which is now called Queensland Theatre, MTC, STC, you know, Nimrod, Belvoir Street, etc. But more latterly in my career, which would be the last 20 years or so, I found acting somewhat disempowering. You don't really have much control unless you're a star. You don't have a great deal of control of the direction that your career is going to go, the sort of work that you do. You might do stuff that you don't engage with. I like works that actually say something. So I went back and did my master's degree in writing and directing, and subsequent to that I've done my Churchill Fellowship in playwriting.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Do you teach at all?
I have done up at QUT, but I tend not to at the moment.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, like, how did you find that process, you know, the writing process? You must be pretty good at it.
Well, I think you learn all the time, and I've done a number of works now, and Way, W-A-Y, I should say, it's, you know, could be spelled a lot of ways, but it is Way, has been a bit of a journey because it's based on some of it is based on lived experience and looks at women that are in a demographic of being mature-aged women that are homeless, and it's stitched together by a documentary maker who's making a film about them and eventually ends up being homeless herself. And we meet the women in her film, and we also see parts of her film. So I'm hoping to take people on a very intense journey, but it's certainly not sort of, you know, pity porn or anything. So, you know, the writing process is difficult. I think the writer faces the blank page. I think their creative journey is the hardest of all. It's different to screenwriting. My Churchill Fellowship actually looked at the difference between, or some of the applications between playwriting and screenwriting.
Yeah.
And with the Churchill, you have to do all your research overseas. So I talked to some wonderful people like Tony Kushner and Angels in America, of course, and Christopher Hampton, a whole range of people. So, yes, I mean, at least with screen work, you have this predetermined paradigm, this journey that you follow in terms of the structure and inciting incident, the catalyst, and then you sort of have something happen about, you know, that takes you to the next act, etc., and then another turning point, and then you work towards a sort of climax and the reveal at the end. Whereas with playwriting, it's very much an idiosyncratic medium, which I think is fabulous, means that you can bring your own take on it.
Yeah, and I would just quickly go back a step, because you mentioned that you've actually done a doco on NIDA. Tell us about that and why.
Well, that's a good question. Well, at the time, David, I was looking to get a feature film up. Well, some number of years ago, decades ago, and
Luck with that.
Exactly. Well, exactly, David. That's that was the thing. You need credits, as we all know, in order to get anything sort of even looked at. And now you would be trying to get a feature up. You'd be trying to get a TV series up. But back in the day, I was trying to. I actually had a bit of development for it from the Australian Film Commission, as it was then, etc., and over a number of drafts. And so you get a little bit encouraged by that. And because I was trying to work as a writer and director, I saw it as potentially getting a credit from it. That was the main objective, to be honest. But then I started on the journey. I got a little bit of seed funding and, we did the interviews. I managed to get a sort of kind of corridor interview with Mel and then, other people ended up with this documentary that goes for 52 minutes, which ultimately looks at the training that we have during that.
Yeah, and is it used? Is it used by, different bodies to show people what, the journey of what it's like?
Well, because the application of actor training has changed quite dramatically now, I think that historically it would have value, and my idea is to give it to the National Archives in Canberra if they'll take it, along with all the interviews.
Yeah.
It was screened. It was 4x3, so we're going back a while. That's not a format that we use anymore, but they letterboxed it, etc.
Yep.
So that
yep.
It was quite it was shown on ABC a couple of times.
Right. Oh, okay. Yes, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So it did the rounds, but of course, because it was an independent, they buy it for very, very little.
Yeah.
You end up making it, you're paying for it. But yes, it went to Foxtel and
right.
Yeah, so it's had its little outings.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, very good.
Now, well, tell us about Way.
Yes, well, Way, which I was asked to do an ad for Orange Sky, which when I was living in Brisbane, Orange Sky is a not-for-profit which supplies free of charge laundry and showering services
for people
that are homeless.
I think it came here. I don't know but maybe disappeared during COVID. But it was definitely here at one stage. Yes.
Right. Well, they asked me to play a woman in it, and I said, of course, volunteer my time. And it was a woman that was about my age who lived in a car. And, this was a few years ago, maybe 6 years ago, and it just sort of came out of the blue. I hadn't envisaged that anyone was doing that. Of course, it's very much more now present, it's since COVID, and also just because homelessness has become so much part of, along with the rental crisis,
yep,
et cetera.
Yep.
So we know a lot more about it now. So that sort of piqued my interest. And then, in COVID, a lot of people were doing things that they maybe didn't, they had to be homes doing things. So I was working on this project, and eventually I got a little tiny bit of seed funding from the City of Melbourne and interviewed some people. And the notion of it being a documentary maker making a film about the women, homeless women, and that, she herself ends up that way herself, came to me when I was talking to a friend who was also a documentary maker, and she, she really puts herself out there, and she puts all her time and energy and money into trying to get her projects up. And she was, asking me, could she stay on my couch? So it sort of seems to me that someone can get so totally impassioned by something that they can end up in that situation. Mm. So what it hopes to do, David, is ask people to look a little bit beyond the stereotype of who they might think are people that find themselves homeless, and think about the story behind the person. It's an intense piece. I'm not pretending that it's not, but I think there's enough variation in it and enough textually, it's not reportage, and it's not asking the audience to just feel pity or anything.
Yeah,
it's told with dramatic action.
Yeah. And did you mention earlier that there's part of the videos, you know, like part of the doco is, yeah?
Well, yes, and that's made up.
Yeah, made up,
so,
yeah.
So the character of Lynn, which is the major character that stitches it all together,
yeah.
She's there trying to get the documentary up, and then we might meet one of the characters from her documentary, and then the... Then she's introduced by the video
right.
clip of
okay.
her with, you know, back to with the back to the audience with
yeah.
her name, and then
yeah.
you might see her via a few cutaways, cigarette butted out, etc.
Yeah.
We shot that. We had a purposeful shoot to do that, and it's all very lovely and looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a really interesting take. I find the whole concept and the way you're presenting it, it's fascinating.
Well, I hope so, David. It is a bit of a hard sell. People think, I suspect, they go, oh, you know, it's going to be a pretty, you know, rather depressing time. But I hope that's not. And the people that we did do an outing at La Mama last year, what I would call the sort of studio production of it, I have since reworked it. It's a new work, and new works need to get up on their feet.
Yep.
And that was fantastic to have that opportunity,
yep.
but I've since reworked it. It is actually on the Year 12 VCE drama playlist this year.
Wow.
So I've got some students coming along to see it, which will be great.
Fantastic.
So it's now it's published as well.
Yeah.
So,
overachiever, excuse me.
I think if you went through 90, you can't help it. I mean, you're kind of pushed.
But all the whole history of what you've done, you know, the Adelaide stuff and as well, you know, like, wow. Okay, so it's called Way, W-A-Y.
Yep.
And you've written it and you're performing in it.
Yeah. And we have wonderful sound production from David Fransky, who's done an incredible amount of work around Melbourne,
yep.
and Sean Mee, who's also relocated from Brisbane.
Right, okay.
He's directing it, lighting design Giovanna Yate Gonzalez. It's on from the 1st to the 12th of May at 45 Downstairs, which is
wonderful.
A fantastic space.
Yeah, well, and we talk about 45 Downstairs a lot on Sundance Magazine because so much comes out of there.
Oh.
And, of course, we were talking earlier about artists who were the visual arts side of it on the different floor. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, and what a great show. It sounds fascinating. Can't wait to see it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. That's wonderful.
Pleasure.
Okay. Our guest has been Sally McKenzie, writer and performer of Way, coming very, very soon to 45 Downstairs. You are listening to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.